680 News Time, 751. Time for traffic and weather together on the ones. We go to our trusty traffic spotter, Justin Pierce.
Trusty, I like that, Jess. This report is brought to you by OntarioCasinos.com. Well, there are delays that are still happening along the major routes this evening on this Sunday evening on the eastbound side of the 401. It is slow from the 427 to just east of the 400, again, in both the express and the collector lanes. Once you pass that, traffic clears up very well as you pass the Allen and beyond. On the westbound side of the 401, more delays through Yonge Street and Avenue Road in the collectors. Once again, no problems once you pass that as you pass the Allen on the westbound side of the 401. Traveling in and out of the downtown core, there are still volume delays that are happening over at the DVP on the northbound side. It's still from Eglinton all the way up towards the 401 and the 404. And on the southbound side, those delays return from the 404, 401 to about south of Lawrence. No issues through Eglinton, Don Mills, and Bayview Bloor as you travel into the downtown core. On the westbound, Gardner traveling out of downtown Toronto. Again, it will be slow all because of lane reductions that are happening. It is slow now from on the approach to York Street. And on the eastbound side of the Gardner, looks like the delays start at Parkside. In Brampton on the northbound 410, more slowdowns there as you travel from Mississauga into Brampton. It's slow from just north of Steeles all the way up towards Queen Street and 7. Once you pass that, traffic's moving very well as you approach Mayfield into Gallatin on to Highway 10 and beyond. Ontario Casinos present Casinos 101. Keep informed and safe in the world of online casinos. Go to toronto.citynews.ca/casinos101 to learn more. Must be 19 or older, Ontario only. Please play responsibly. Your next report is in less than 10 minutes, but first with the forecast, here is Carl Lamb.
For tonight, we have more showers on the way and cloudy conditions with a low of 11. For tomorrow, we'll kick things off with some light rain showers and cloudy conditions as well through the entire day. And 15 will be the high, but it is cooler by the lake with that southeasterly wind coming off of a relatively cool Lake Ontario. More rain by Monday night that lasts also into Tuesday morning. Tuesday's high will be 18 once we get some sun in here in the afternoon. Wednesday's a dry day. Nice, as temperatures are up to about 19. Tonight's overnight low is 11.
It's currently 18 degrees and mostly cloudy here in downtown.